The scriptures tell us that when Solomon became king, God asked him to make a request, a gift that God would give him. And Solomon, we hear, asked for wisdom. Each of us, in one way, is like Solomon. We live in a world where we have influence, maybe only in our families, perhaps in our parish community, maybe at the place that we work, perhaps in a larger world. Perhaps we're involved in political life, cultural life. But each of us has some degree of influence on our world. And I think it's good for us to stop for a moment and think of how we would answer God's question to Solomon. If God said to you, "What gift can I give you?" what would you reply? Now notice what Solomon did not reply. He didn't say, "The gift I want is that when I make my statements as a king, everyone will listen." He didn't say, "Change them." He said, "Change me." Generally, I think the gifts that we need to really be effective and happy in our world are two. One is to get serious, to really take seriously our responsibility and our opportunity to make things happen. Somehow to get more serious in realizing the influence and the ability we do have to make things better. That's one side. We also need the gift, paradoxically, of lightening up, of not taking ourselves with such seriousness that we believe that everything that happens in this world is our responsibility. There are some things that we can do and some things that we can't. We are not God. But sometimes we act like it. And we're frustrated if things don't change, even though we have no control over them. So today, at the liturgy, we present ourselves to be changed in whatever way God wants to change us. Whether it's to get more serious and realize our talents and the gifts that we can give, or to relax and to realize that there are some things that are out of our control. And either one of those gifts are things that will make our life as individuals and as a community better.